durability is a big, just showing the NFL that you're durable and that you're a fine carrier.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've heard that the NFL scouts want to see from me. So, I mean, it's something that I'm going to be working on and hopefully get the chance to do this year.
Did the record, where did that fall in the list of priorities? I mean, it's a cherry on top of the cake?
Yeah. I mean, it's just something that kind of comes along with it. You know, it's not as much a priority as a benefit. You know, when it happens, it'll be great, but I kind of need to forget about it going into the season and just kind of focus on becoming a better player and making my team better. So,
still, like, when you look back, it's one of those things, like, 5 years from now.
I mean, 50 years from now, it's going to be pretty awesome, but, you know, it's really exciting, and it's something that I'll take with me forever.
Thanks for your time.
Good
luck this season.
Thank you.
You were talking before about, I guess, like the rivalry that you guys have with Michigan. Would you say that there's one with Iowa, or is it just a matter of frustration in the last couple of years playing them?
No, it's just the way that the past two games have gone. You know, when a field goal the last second and a blocked punt that's run back. You know, it's just kind of created a grudge and a rivalry for us. You know, it's not a fun way to lose a game. So it kind of hurts more than if you just get beat straight up. You know, not saying that's not a way to win a football game, because definitely special teams is part of the game, and it's important. I'd rather get beat by 30 points than lose by a field goal at the last second, you know? So it just kind of creates a grudge and a chip on your shoulder, so.
I know this is probably a play you won't forget, but in last year's game, there was a chance you guys had to potentially tie it, and you had a big run, and they were able to strip the ball out when you got in the red zone. Is that something that you kind of kept in the back of your mind? Or?
Yeah, and, you know, that was going to be my best run of the day, you know, and it was kind of tough to swallow because, you know, the wet conditions and stuff, it made it hard to hold on to. But, I mean, still, it's no excuse because, you know, I'm a running back, you know. You're not supposed to drop the ball. And every time it happens, it's tough to live with, and especially when it's in a big situation like that. So,
just when you consider the big games that you have this year, kind of all being on the road with, like, Alabama, Iowa, Ohio State, what's the team's mindset when you get ready to go into environments such as those places?
We just need to find a way to get the crowd out of the game. You know, maybe get an early lead or something like that. It's tough for when you're losing at home early on. It's tough to get back into it because your crowd kind of dies off a little bit. And you know, it's something we were able to do against Wisconsin a couple of years back. You know, and when you get up on a team early, then it's tough to fight back. But I think that's the mindset we need to go in with, just to get an early lead and try and just keep playing better and better throughout the game. So.
How do you deal with the noise as a running back? What are some of the things you have to deal with in situations like that? Because you're going to be in three of the loudest stadiums.
I don't have a problem with noise. I don't really listen to the count anyway. I kind of just watch the ball or watch when people start moving anyway. So it doesn't really affect me that much. It's kind of an intimidation factor or whatever, but I feel like I'm kind of used to it by now. So.
How would you describe your role going into this season? Because I know the last couple of years, a lot of people were looking up to Daryl as a leader, and now you have the most experience with playmakers on the team.
I'd say that I need to be looked at as a leader, and I need to take on some of the leadership roles. But, you know, I think it's something that it'll come with practice and stuff like that. And just because I feel like I know our offense really well, and if guys need help, then I'm not afraid to pull them aside and be like, hey, this is what this should look like, you know, or this is what you should do, you know. But I mean, I kind of look forward to that opportunity, and I think being a leader is just another quality that will help me in the long run. So.